Kana Tiniranatsa Yanandana Salakaya Chakshara Nitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurudeva Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Tasaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauradhani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sanyavadi Vachakyaja Satarine Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadha Sivatadi Pura Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Channa Jaya Gora Bhakta Vinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Channa Jaya Gora Bhakta Vinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Jaita Channa Jaya Gora Bhakta Vinda Jaya Gora Nitai Jaya Gora Nitai Gora Nitai Jaya Gora Nitai Jaya Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Nitai Goranga, Jaya Nitai Goranga. Nitai Goranga, Hari Bho, Hari Bho, Hari Bho, Hari Bho. Sakroti Vachal, Pangurangai Tegrin, Yatkita Chalangwane, Sigur Dinayam. Paramahansa Madhava, Sri Chaitanya Israel, Hari Om Tat Sat. Jai Nithai. Jai Nithai. Jai Nithai. So, today is the auspicious day of the appearance of Lord Nityananda. We're blessed to be here on this occasion. See, Lord Nityananda was, his appearance was before Lord Chaitanya's a little bit. I think 12 years, but I may be wrong. I'm not exactly sure. But he was appeared at Ekachakra village in the district of Birbhum in West Bengal, India. And his father was Harioja and his mother was Padmavati. So there he appeared. The place of his appearance is called the Garbhavas, because he lived in the womb of Padmavati. So, you heard this morning from Astavasaru how Nityananda is not different from Balaram. After Lord, Narada Muni went to Goloka Vrindavan and requested Lord Chaitanya to come. And then Lord Chaitanya said, I'm going to appear and I'm going to give love of Godhead everywhere. But those places I don't go, I'll send one of my Senapati, I'll send a Senapati Bhakta to that place. So, Srila Prabhupada Ki, he's our Senapati devotee, Bhakta, and he brought here to the West. But then as Narada was leaving, he was very happy because the Lord Chaitanya was coming. Then he said, go, and you tell Balaram he has to also come. And you should come. So he went to see Balaram and requested that he come. So Balaram said, all right, I'll be there. And then he came as Narada Muni Avatar, Srivas Thakur. So we have in the Panchatattva, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, the devotee avatar, the devotee incarnation of Krishna as a devotee, his first expansion, Krishna as a Swayam Prakash, and the avatar as Advaita, as energy, Gadadhar, and as the pure liberated devotee, we have Sridhas. So Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sridhas Hari Gaura Bhaktivinoda. So, this appearance of Lord Nityananda, somehow all the different associates, they appeared in different places. And those places were blessed by their appearance. So Lord Nitai, he appeared in Radesh, which is the place where the Ganges doesn't flow. And in this Birbhum district, it's about 6 kilometers from a very famous Shakti Pita, a Tark, that's another Atara. So that place has become very commercialized. So the Salites of the Nityananda, our birthplace, they thought to avoid the commercialization of Nityananda's birthplace, we won't apply for any electricity here. So that village has no electricity. It's very strange. All other places have electricity, but not there. So, anyway, ISKCON has a village there, and we intend to build a temple. Originally, we were asked by the different Gaudiya monks to make a guest house for the Gaudiyas. So we started with a guest house. But later, our devotees, they wanted to build a temple there. So that was transferred to ISKCON, and this Bhaktivedanta Charity Trust doesn't get ISKCON donations. It only gives the other trust donations. So, but there, how many have visited Nityananda's birthplace? A number of devotees. So there's a place there called the Ananta Bakul Tree, which Lord Nityananda would play with his friends. And they would act out the dramas of different incarnations, Krishna Lila, Ram Lila, all the different Vishnu avatars. So, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, it gives the pastime of Lord Nityananda playing the part of Lakshman, and which was his avatar, actually. So he was unconscious at one point in the drama by the arrow of Indrajit, the son of Ravan. So at that time, Padmavati told all the kids, come, take a prasad, time to go home. So everybody went home, except there was Nityananda lying. They said, what happened? What's wrong with him? So they called the doctor, they tried to revive him, but he wasn't revived. So what to do? And the father came, Haryoja. He said, what happened? He said, we were playing drama. What part of the drama? Well, he's Lakshman. And he was hit by Indrajit's arrow, the poison arrow. And so what's the next part? Well, Hanuman goes and he brings the mountain. So send Hanuman quick. Where's that boy? Send Hanuman. Send him quick. So he came back and went, okay, who's playing around? Take the herb off the mountain. And so by continuing the drama, then Nityananda, he came back to consciousness. So there was so much into it that they lived the dramas. And the adults were wondering, who taught these kids these dramas? Who taught them? How do they know all these leelas? You know, we don't know all the leelas of the heart. They're little kids. They knew all the leelas. So, because they were there at the different incarnations. And they knew all the leelas. So, like that. When Lord Nityananda was 12 years old, one sannyasi came, and he was served by Harayoja. So he was given prasada, and he stayed for some time. He gave some hari katha. He gave some classes. So Harayoja said, anything you want, I'd like to give you. Poor Brahma, I don't have much. But anything I have, you can ask me. No, you don't really mean it. I mean, you give me anything you have. Anything. And you have Brahma, you know, His word is like gold that he never lies. But he couldn't eat anything. No, I'll give anything to you. Anything. Really? Yes, yeah, anything. I'll give anything. No, no, no. No, no, no. But he's going to teach his son to that he lied. So but he didn't love any himself to give. But Nityananda, that was too much. But he couldn't take back his word. He didn't be that example for his son. This is a good example for the Gyasas. How they need to be a very a good example for their children. Anyway, as Nityananda went off to the sannyasi, then he was followed by Ayodhya to the edge of the village, and he saw him go off in the distance, and he fell down. He died. He died of separation. Ayodhya ki. Entire ki. So, later, at the end of the Leela, after the disappearance of Lord Nityananda, and then Janava Devi, she came to see the birthplace of her husband, Nityananda. And there was an old man walking along. Nitai, Nitai, oh Nitai, Nanda, Nitai, Nitai, Nitai. And he's crying and he's walking. They said, sir, why are you crying? Why are you telling the name of Nityananda? He was the life of his village. Why did Ayodhya give it away? He could give my son, any of our sons, but he gave it to them. When he left, the village died. Only died to die. We miss you so much, Nityananda. So he was like stuck in that time zone. So this was, Ekachakra was, never the same without Nitai. So, Ekachakra is also mentioned in the Mahabharata, one of the Puranas. It's where the Pandavas stayed in this Grihasa's house. And but I'm not going to tell that last time because that doesn't involve Anityananda. So, Anityananda went off to the sannyasi and he traveled around India. He met Madhavendra Puri in South India. You know what? And he took initiation. He went to Vrindavan, and there he had a dream that Lord Chaitanya had come to Navadvip to start the Sankirtan Yajna. So he thought, I should go. But he knew that Sridhar was there in Vrindavan. He decided to take a little rest after the Leela. So he was sleeping, resting on a cave in Govardhan. It was only 5,000 years. I mean, if you're eternal, it's not a big deal. But for us, of course, 5,000 years is a lot. But for Sridhar, that was nothing. So Sridhar, he was there. And the night called him, Sridhar! Sridhar! Who's calling? He went out. Who are you? I'm Balaram. I'm Balai. No, Balaram's big. You're a short guy. It's Kaliyuga. Now Kaliyuga are all this size. See, Nityananda was only 7 feet tall. So he was considered a shorty. by freedom. She can imagine how big they were in Dwarpa Yuga. So then, how do I know you're Balaram? Balaram was the only one who could beat me in a race around Govardhan. If you really lie, he'll beat me. And Narga said, go! Jump! He said, running around the Govardhan Hill. It's the start of the Olympics, I think. It's 20, how many kilometers? 26 or so. So he's running, and they're neck and neck, and they're on the far corner, and they're still neck and neck. They go on the far side, they're coming in, they go to the nearest corner, and they come in, and then it's Nitai throws the head, it's Nitai all the way! Harizo! So then Sridhan said, okay, here's Balaram. So what do you want? You see, Kanai came. He came in Navadvip. He's come as Chaitanya. And he's come as Gauranga. So he's going to start the Sankirtan movement. Now, do you want to join us? I'm going to go and join them. And we're going to deliver all their fallen souls. Okay, I like to go. But you don't fit in now. You're in a Dwarpa Yuga mood. So I'll shrink you down to Kali Yuga. Zoop! So I shrink him down to, and he became Ram, Ali Ram, Das. So he and Nitai, I went to Navadvip. Now, Lord Chaitanya, he knew that Nityananda had come. So he sent all his followers. He'll please go out and find Nityananda. Where is Nitai? He is my brother. He is my counterpart. He'll be with us for the Sankirtan Anand. So, and then they went house to house. Hello? Hello? Excuse me, is Nityananda here? We don't know. So they were going, and finally it was late at night. Is Nityananda here? You're the third guy that came today. What is? It's 8:30 at night. We don't stay out so late. Go to sleep. What's wrong with you, Hare Krishnas? So anyway, he went and died. And Lord Chaitanya asked him, well, did you find Lord Chaitanya, or did you find Lord Nityananda? They said, no. How were you trying to find him? We're looking for him all over. Oh, you looked for him. You cannot find God by looking for him. He has to reveal himself to you. You have to approach him and feel bhakti, and then he reveals himself. So, that's why you could find them. I can find them, but you cannot find them. So, tomorrow I go out and I find them. Because Lord Chaitanya is himself a Krishna, so he can find Balaram. But the condition of the souls, they could not find the Lord. And so, the next day, Lord Chaitanya went out with the Kirtan party. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. This Kirtan was going throughout Navadvip. Now, at that time, Anitai and Sridhan, that's Ram, Aviram, they were in the house of Nandanacharya. And so they heard from the distance the sound of the cart bells. As they got closer, they heard the sound of Hare Krishna chanting. Getting closer and closer. Pretty soon, Lord Chaitanya entered right into the courtyard. And there was Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Gauranga! Nityananda! Gauranga! Nityananda! Nityananda! Gauranga! They ran to each other and they embraced each other. And all the devotees, they felt so much ecstasy at the union of Gauranga and Nityananda. They started to chant, Harilal! 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 Nityagor Harilal! So there was like the higher planets, the denizens there, the angels, the devas, they're leaning on drums, bum, 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 they're shining flowers. The lords have met in this auspicious Navadi town. Just next to the ISKCON center was a meeting place. So they were then together. They chanted kirtan throughout Navadvip. And he thought, well, how is it there's two Gaurangas now? One wearing yellow and one wearing blue. One's golden yellow and one's a little reddish yellow. Almost the same. How is it there's two now? You see. So, Nitai and Gaur, they are together. And that night, they had a second meeting at the house of Chandrasekhar. He is also known as Mama Thakur. So he he hosted Lord Chaitanya, Lord Gauranga, many times. So he was chanting there, chanting in his house, and Nityananda came there. And again, Nitai, Gauranga, Nitai, Gauranga, Nitai, Gauranga. So they embraced each other, and then they were chanting kirtan. So their kirtan was very ecstatic. And at one point, see, Nityananda would catch a Lord Chaitanya. So Nityananda caught Lord Chaitanya and he put his head on his lap and he was washing the face of Lord Chaitanya with the tears of love. And Gadadhara was watching. And he thought, this is just like Ananda Shesh holding the form of Vishnu, and how Nitai is holding a Lord Gauranga. So when they are dancing, at this time Lord Nitai, he attained, and Lord Chaitanya grabbed him and is holding him. So they're having all kinds of amazing pastimes. So like this, the first day was very, very memorable. And after that, they were inseparable. They were always coming together. So one day, Mother Sachi, she says she had a dream, and she was very confused. What does the dream mean? So Lord Gauranga asked, what was your dream? He said, well, I was getting the Voga to Krishna's Gaurangas. At that time, Nityananda, and you were there as small children. And Nityananda told the Krishna Deity that this is not meant for you. Now it's Kali Yuga. Now he is the Lord. Lord Gaurangarajan, Lord, he should get all the other things. So like this, he ran up to Mother Sachi and he said, feed us, we're hungry. So she said, I don't understand, what does this dream mean? Very difficult to understand. Maybe it means that Nityananda is hungry. Let's invite him for lunch. Okay? All right. So she cooked a big feast, and Lord Chaitanya went to invite Nityananda to come for lunch. At that time, Nityananda was playing with some children on the side of the Ganges. He would regularly swim across the Ganges, and so Lord Gauranga called him. Anitai, come back. So he came back, he said, Lord. And he said, Mother Sachi wants to prepare a prasad for you. Okay. So he got dressed and came back. Lord Chaitanya told him one thing. Please, no funny business. Me, I don't do funny business. You're the one who does funny business. Like this, the two brothers were talking. What they meant is a mystery. So, anyway, the offerings were made to our Lord, to the Krishna Balaram deities, and then plates were put out. For some reason, Mother Sachi put out three plates. There's only two of them. And she was like so ecstatic, she put out three plates. So then, Lord Gauranga and Nityananda sat down. She gave a mound of rice. She gave the sabjis around, dal. The traditional way that Nityananda would take his prasad and Lord Gauranga, they had a mound of rice. That the little ghee on the rice, that the altar to the Lord, that the tulasi, and there are the various cups of sabji and dal, made out of little banana leaves. So she was coming in and serving, and then at one point, she saw Gauranga and Nityananda a change. She came in and there was not Gauranga there, there was Nityananda. There was Krishna and Balaram. And they're eating. And she looked. And she said, what's going on here? Hot! She fainted. And Lord Chaitanya came. What's wrong? What's wrong? And she looked up. And saw Nitai and Gauranga. And she started crying and just ran in the room, locked the door. She wouldn't talk to anybody the rest of the day. So, like this, there were many pastimes that were going on. The pastime of the kirtan at the house of Firas. Lord Nityananda was regularly there. He had a special relationship with the mother, Malini, the spouse of Firas, where he accepted her like his mother. And sometimes he would do strange things. So Lord Chaitanya had to tell him, listen, you have to act normal. Otherwise, people get confused. So, then when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, there were five people he informed. Nitai was one of the five. So Nityananda went with Lord Chaitanya and four others to Katwa. he took sannyasa. And then Nityananda stayed with Lord Chaitanya. When he went to the Bhakteshwar, and wherever they went, they saw the children were chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Lord Nityananda played a trick on Lord Chaitanya and had some local cowherd boys point the wrong way. I told this Leela during Advaita's appearance. So, anyway, he went down, he stayed at Advaita's house. So, I won't repeat because I told it. I'll pass time with Advaita. But then together, Lord Chaitanya went with Nityananda to Jagannathpuri. So there, along the way, Nityananda broke his ekadanda into three thirds. He made it a tree dandi, which is the danda of the Vaishnavas. Lord Chaitanya got angry. He feigned anger. Why did you break my danda? So I'm going alone. I'm not going with you. And he ran ahead and he entered into Jagannathpuri alone. So. So Lord Chaitanya is Balaram. Prabhupada said we only fast till noon with our Lord Nityananda, although only Lord Chaitanya and Krishna's first day we do the Ekadasi the whole day. So we went to a big kirtan for Lord Nityananda and all the available. There's actually so many leelas with Lord Nityananda. I don't.